This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Respectfully yours, on the DJV Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer has opted out again for this hour, so we're here to present to you things that are important, credible information and entertainment, all of the things that you need to know, our comment, opinion, the perspectives of these unique people. All of us are uniques, or uniques, I'm not sure.
Oh, boy.
Did you know, Victoria, only 10% of energy in a light bulb is used to create light? 90% of a light bulb's energy creates heat.
Did not know that.
Those small fluorescent light bulbs that you have, some people use those ones, the squiggly things, looks like spaghetti. They use about 80% less electricity than conventional bulbs, and last up to 12 times longer. So when you're buying, but those things have mercury in them. That's why I stay away from them. So, you know, the point of that, I guess, and much anything else, is there's good and bad in everything. Yeah, the fact that the light bulbs use the new, what do they call them, LED, LED bulbs, they use a lot less energy, but really only 10% of what is going into it is actually light energy. The rest of it is heat energy, and it's the opposite for those fluorescent light bulbs. So just something to think about. You know what it does? It just confuses the heck out of people. You know, what to buy and why to buy it, that sort of thing. Very confusing. Question time. Ready for the questions, ladies?
Ready.
What happens when the last Holocaust survivor dies? Who will tell the story? Is there a way for us, for the world, to remember forever? And apparently the answer to that question has been found in the Illinois Holocaust Museum in Chicago. They have found a way to permanently preserve a survivor story, a number of them actually. It's a 3D interactive hologram exhibition. Wow. You can ask the hologram questions like you were talking to Siri or Alexa. So here's the first question. Quote, do you think you were brave during the Holocaust? And then this is one of the holograms, one of the programs that they're testing out. One of them is a Holocaust survivor named Aaron Elster. And his answer to the question was, I never considered myself brave or courageous. I just had the audacity, the will, the need to live. Is that courage? Is that bravery? I don't know. I don't look at it that way. I look at it as maybe being selfish because I wanted to live while everyone else around me was dying or being killed. This guy was 10 years old when he survived the Holocaust in Poland. He escaped the ghetto and hid for 2 years in the attic of a Polish family. Imagine that, 2 years in a room. A woman named Mrs. Gorski fed him soup, bread, once a day. He never got out of the attic until the end of the war. Now, there's a story.
So these are stories that we need to hear. I love that they're doing this.
There are 1,500 questions that have been asked of multiple Holocaust survivors that have been put into a hologram. So it will not be lost. The story continues and will continue as it needs to. It's been 84 years since the Holocaust began. But there are, as you know, a lot of places in Europe and in our country that have anti-Semitic views. I'm wondering about, you know, you never hear about Asia or Africa. There's a lot of, in Northern Africa, there's anti-Semitic stuff aimed at Israel. Mm-hmm. But when you get down into the tribal regions in South Africa and when you get to Asia, whoever hears stories like that, like we have here. The Japanese are extraordinarily racist. They don't like anybody. I don't think there's just a...
But they're equal opportunity racists,
they don't like anybody. Right. They don't want blacks there. They don't want any Jews. They don't even like Americans there. Except if you're blonde and you got big boobs. The Japanese guys love big, blonde, booby Americans. That's it. So, this is an interesting move, isn't it?
I love this. I think these types of stories, you know, this specific Holocaust survivor has constantly goes to schools and does talks with kids so that he passes on this information to the next generation. And, you know, and that's just these stories. It was so horrific. And kids, if they're not learning about these stories, then they don't think what a big deal it is when you see these stupid white supremacy groups popping up here and there. They don't understand the real danger and what real Holocaust survivors went through.
They don't care. They care about themselves and their own prejudices. That's always been the case, Victoria. People like that are not very smart to begin with. And
I'm talking about little kids. Little kids are taught to hate. They're not born to hate. Yeah. And so when, you know, this guy, I give him a lot of credit. I mean, he gets around the country and talks to school groups and stuff and letting kids know that this is a serious thing.
Right.
This is what we went through.
Yeah.
And even if their parents are teaching hate at home, you know, if they're at school and they're at least learning another side of the story and some other perspective, then that's the most that we can hope for.
All right, what good would a DJV show be without a couple of stories from outer space? That's coming up next. We'll take you to Mars and beyond in a matter of moments. Right now, though, let's stay on Earth and keep our health where we want it to be. Krill Omega 50 Plus. If you have not taken advantage of this offer from Purity Products yet, please do yourself and your family a favor. Everybody get on the phone individually because they only ship one of these bottles to each person. Call 800-355-1493 and boost your energy, boost your joint comfort, boost your blood flow, boost your immune, boost everything with Krill Omega 50 Plus from Purity. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It's a combo deal. Krill oil and fish oil together in one small, tiny little eatsy-beatsy pill. It's so powerful, it promotes your cardiovascular health in ways that your cardiologist, like Dr. Ken, will love, love, love. And the other things that are guaranteed in this 7 days, you take it, you feel better. Now, in this circumstance, I was going to say guaranteed or your money back, but they're going to send you the first bottle free, so you'll get it, so you'll understand how good it is, and you'll use it, and then you'll become a customer. What's wrong with that thinking? Nothing. Pay a little shipping and handling, and that's it. Claim your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 right now. Make a big difference in your life. 800-355-1493. It really will zoom up your joint function and flexibility. That's cool. 800-355-1493. Free bottle yours right now, right there.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen. Our business could use a new laptop, and Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max. Taking care of business. Limit one.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
From the DJV Science Desk, a new study suggesting that those dark streaks on Mars that NASA's been talking about, that they aren't water. Oh, my God, really? It's sand? This is a theory that is not, I suppose it doesn't, a manner of speaking, throw cold water, pardon the pun, on the research from a couple of years ago indicating that lines on some of the slopes on Mars were signs of water. Instead, this is where science disproves itself. It always happens. So if you place your faith in scientific evidence, it's often going to be disappointed. You're going to be disappointed. Story this month in Nature Geoscience, these lines appear more like dry, steep flows of sand rather than water. How do you really know, though? Come on. The planet is really good technology in the pictures and stuff, but until you actually go there, how are you going to know? And then there are those who claim that we have a colony on Mars already that nobody's supposed to know about. We already have people on Mars. Did you know that? Some people.
I haven't heard that one.
Yep. We've got them. All right, now, next on the science department, mysterious 3-mile-wide asteroid, ominously named Phaeton, after the Greek god who destroyed or nearly destroyed the planet Earth, is causing some buzz at NASA headquarters, and it's likely to affect our planet just before Christmas. It's named 3200 Phaeton. It's going to fly quite close, so astronomers say, to the planet. But I don't know what quite close means. It's going to be 6.5 million miles from the Earth. So it won't get yanked in by any of our gravity or whatever. But it'll be an interesting thing to watch. Apparently the asteroid is, but at first they didn't think it was this big, 3 miles wide. But it's sort of crumbling into smaller pieces now, and that's what the impact will be as it gets closer to the Earth. So it's not a danger, but yet I was reading some of the comments to the story. One guy says, guy's name is Tim. He said, every time my asteroids flare up, I use Preparation H. All right, other scientific news. Closer to home, more powerful earthquakes could be rocking our planet next year because of some of the eensy-teensy changes in the speed of the Earth's rotation. This is kind of contradictory. When a minuscule slowing, the infinitesimal slowing of the Earth's rotation, which has been speeding up, extends the length of the day by a millisecond, is supposedly one of the reasons that the quakes will happen more regularly next year. Let's see. There's a link between global earthquake activity and the slowing of the Earth's rotation. Every 32 years, this pattern continues. Powerful earthquakes coming in threes, and there would be three times more of them, according to this, next year. So, it's one of those things. This is, okay, so you tell people there are going to be more earthquakes. That's like we're going to get hit by an asteroid. Who knows if it's true or where it's going to hit? You see, that's it. They can't tell that sort of thing. So all this becomes is fear-mongering, and I've done my part. Thank you very much to make you afraid. Stay tuned. We'll have more details later. Sounds like a newscast. 21 after the hour.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kind of a quasi Billy Joel fan.
I like his hits.
Like this one. Interesting that Billy Joel was the target of a terrorist plot in the Thanksgiving episode of CW's series Arrow, which actually featured footage from one of his shows. Apparently, the fellow that produces the show is a big Billy Joel fan. His name is Mark Guggenheim. Wrote a letter requesting permission to feature both the Billy Joel and his music in that episode. Focuses on a villain named Caden James, played by Michael Emerson. Really, from
do you remember him from
Interest?
Lost? And Person of Interest, yes.
Person
yep.
of Interest, yeah.
Yep.
Plan to blow up a concert venue with Arrowverse, which is one of the comic characters. Both Guggenheim and Joel are natives of Long Island, where the concert footage was shot. Producer elected to use live footage of his River of Dreams track, No Man's Land. They've been performing that track at his Long Island shows. First at the final Nassau Coliseum show before they tore it down in August of 2015. And then again at the Coliseum when it reopened. They didn't really tear it down, they just rebuilt it, didn't they? The Nassau Coliseum? It took them a couple of years to rebuild. I don't think they tore the whole thing down.
I don't think they tore the whole thing down either. It was a big renovation. Yeah. Now it's not a. It's just a concert venue. It doesn't have. They lost the Islanders, and it's just kind of a concert venue.
I'll have to check this out. I like Michael Emerson, so I'm gonna have to. I don't know this show.
The only thing that's funny to me is that so the director wanted to use his music because he's such a fan and an inspiration. I don't know how it would feel if I was the artist and someone was like, hey, you inspire me. Can I use your music and, like, also blow you up in an episode of this? Like, I'd be like, maybe not.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what we have here from another musical focus. There have been 100 items stolen from the estate of John Lennon. But now, as of yesterday, they were recovered in Germany. Three diaries, handwritten music score, cigarette case, couple of pairs of Lennon's circular glasses. Authorities in Berlin arrested a 58-year-old man on suspicion of fraud and handling stolen goods. The items were stolen from Yoko's apartment back in 2006. Wow.
I never knew this happened.
No, I didn't either. No.
100 items. I mean,
become aware of it until this past summer. Items confiscated from the auction house. Let's see here. I guess because the investigation is ongoing, it's unclear whether and when the items will be returned to the estate. A lot of people have valued, I mean, you can imagine this, people pay a lot of money for somebody that goes through a circumstance like this. When he's murdered, his stuff becomes more valuable, like his Gibson J160E guitar, used on Please Please Me, sold for $2.41 million before it was stolen.
Wow.
Lyric sheets, manuscripts, instruments, have had one of his teeth brought $31,000. Now, people
are
nuts.
That's weird.
A lock of his hair was sold for $35,000, for God's sakes.
But it's also, his DNA is out there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right. What's really creepy now. That,
oh, my God,
you know,
somebody's going to clone him.
Maybe. Yeah. Hey, all you right. know what? That wouldn't be the worst idea. Maybe the world could use another John Lennon.
Weird Al Yankovic. Can we use another one of his? He has officially trademarked his name. A lot of Al's in the news for all sorts of things, both good and bad. He's distancing himself from all the other Al's. Yeah, he, for those of you who don't, you know he's a parody guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's posted one of those. He says, my name has been trademarked since 1985. This was just a renewal. It's weird.
So you can never refer...
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Before half the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen as we work our way through post-Thanksgiving time. And as we think about what is good and what we have to be thankful for, I want you to hope, well, I want you to think about your potential. We get into the end of the year and we think about the new year and what the last year has been about for you. And thinking about, we all have New Year's resolutions that we'll work on. And I always sort of, especially the last few years, have been thinking more and more about what it is that I haven't done that I can do. And what I'm doing with my life now because I'm actually trying. And I wouldn't tell you that I was on a, I've never coasted in my life at all. It wasn't my personality. I just kept pushing and doing. But I think I believe more in myself now than I ever have. And if you have that belief, you can do a lot more than you think you can. So just as sort of a head adjuster. You thoughts are things. Your beliefs about yourself are what will expand you, or you will be limited by them. And I suppose maybe an example of that, ladies, is this the statistics that are out about women and men, and there are always different kinds of comparisons. The history of America is pretty much about married heterosexual couples, and in that reference, the man has always had a better education until now. For the first time, married women are better educated than their husbands, according to a study released by the Institute for Family Studies. 25% of husbands are now married to wives who have more education than they do. That's pretty much a reversal of history, isn't it, huh?
Totally,
started
yep.
in the 90s. Is that the case with you, Victoria? Are you better educated than Lewis is?
Yes. I mean, in You're terms right. of, yes, in terms yeah. of I went further along and he went more the route of broadcast and engineering kind of.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yes,
right.
in that sense, yeah. yeah.
Well, there's a practical. See, what this doesn't take into account is what you just sort of suggested there. There's a practical education that comes from being on the job, if you will,
mm-hmm.
or experiencing things. And in my mind, and I'm one who has, I've had a good education. My children, my son has a bachelor's degree. I have a master's or the equivalent of it. Megan has a PhD. The woman in my life, as it started in terms of coupling, the woman that I was married to had the same basic education that I do. I'm thinking about some of the women that I've been with in my history, and they've all been well-educated and well-accomplished people. In Meredith's case, she doesn't have as much education as I do, but she has more business experience, practical hands-on stuff. And I think that needs to count for something. I've always maintained, she says, oh, she kind of does the bagosh stuff. But she was the only daughter, five sons in the family business, and she was, in my estimation, from what I've learned, is more capable, or was more capable of running the business than the brothers were. That wasn't what happened, but, you know, that's the way I look at it. And that's the case here with a lot of women. 50, in terms of this fall, 56% of college students in America are women. 59% of female high school freshmen say they expect to complete a bachelor's or a graduate degree. Only 53% of men say the same thing. Now, what's the reason for this? Why would you think that would be the case? You want to take a shot at this, either Kara or Victoria? Why are there fewer men going further in terms of education?
Well, maybe in trade schools and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be one thing.
Yep. Men believe that college isn't the only road to success. That's very, yep, that's very astute. What else?
This is going to sound bad, but I think that there's and I don't know what the percentage of the male population is, but I think there are guys who are athletes who think that they don't need college, they're just going to be a pro athlete.
Yeah.
I think that there's, and women don't necessarily think that because the pro leagues for women don't really make a lot of money, and the opportunities aren't all there, so I think there's a big part of student athletes in here who just say, I'm going to be in the pros, whatever the pros are, whatever sport.
Yeah.
I think there's probably also a contingent of men who think they're going to be like the next rock star or rap star, and women don't really think women are more practical than that.
Women are more practical.
Yeah, I mean, it might also have something to do with the fact that men don't have to be, you know, the only breadwinner in a house anymore. It's kind of equally split, so you might not both have to go to a higher level of education if you both just get a bachelor's degree.
But
and
you know,
then,
Kara, one of the things that's troubling about this survey, they were studying not only where education fits in, but also how people are being paid. And still, 73% of married men have higher incomes than their spouses, which is down from 91% 40 years ago. But still, equal education, equal jobs, and men still make more money. It's just not right. But we're apparently adjusting slowly to the reality of what is right. And I think that's an important part of that information. Matter of fact, speaking of that, in terms of what you get paid, if you're a full-time worker, part-time worker, a lot of people making minimum wage, And so now, according to the stats that are out this week, workers who make minimum wage cannot afford a two-bedroom rental home anywhere in the country.
This is
without
bad.
Spending more than the 30% of their income that's pretty much recommended. When you go to buy a house, you get a mortgage, or you're going to rent and they want your credit report, if you're going to spend more than 30% of your income for living accommodations, oftentimes you'll be told no, because that's the number. The group National Low Income Housing Coalition has a report comparing minimum wages and housing costs all across the country. You know, the minimum wage is, what, 7.5 or something an hour? Average worker needs to log 117 hours a week for 52 weeks a year to afford a two-bedroom apartment or rental home on average. If you go around the country to the highs and the lows, Arkansas is the lowest when it comes to hourly income needed for a two-bedroom rental. The state minimum wage is $8.50 there. They need $13.72 to be able to afford the two-bedroom apartment. Hawaii, highest income of renters. Workers need to make $35.20 an hour to rent a two-bedroom there. Wow. A lot of jobs paying. I wouldn't think $35.20. The state, a lot of hospitality workers there. They're making $35 an hour. So where the heck do these people live? Well, living on the beach? Where the heck are they going?
I mean, this is exactly part of the argument for, you know, a minimum wage and having a living wage be something you can actually live on.
Yeah, I don't, you know, you and I don't agree on minimum wages.
But can I ask what your counter to this is then? Because if these are people who are making minimum wage and they can't live anywhere, where are they going to live? They're going to end up on living on the system. You know,
well,
if you can't give them a living wage, then that's the problem. They become a bigger problem.
That's where the argument gets dark and murky, because people who are not making enough money and being paid the so-called living wage then do become, more often than not, they become reliant on state aid. So you're
right.
Just kind of shooting yourself in the foot with it. And I don't have an answer for it. I think perhaps, Victoria, skills, making yourself more valuable, but everybody's not going to be able to do that.
Right.
So it's a real conundrum. It is really, because then it becomes sort of whether the state's paying or whether the businesses are paying, it becomes a form of welfare, because some jobs are just not worth the kind of money that is required, as you're suggesting here, and as the report suggests, to live in a way, sort of with a fluid, respectful live-in situation. You know, it's a... I don't have an answer for you, to be honest with you.
I mean, I just...
Because it's either or. It becomes
right.
An either or deal. Somebody's going to pay.
And I understand, you know, skills and everything else, but what about people who are in the, you know, in the job market now? There are single moms with, you know, 2 and 3 jobs. They don't have time to go to night school, and some of them do, which I can't even believe that, you know, when you hear so many great stories of especially women, you know, really persevering and going to night school and supporting a family and having 2 kids or 3 kids or whatever. But, you know, what's the answer? This statistic shows you'd have to work 117 hours a week. I mean, that's insane, and you still couldn't afford a two-bedroom apartment. I don't know. And I'm not saying this against you, but anytime I hear someone say, oh, well, I'm against a living wage, it's somebody with a lot of money who's saying that.
I didn't say
I've never heard anybody say
a living wage. I said I'm against minimum wage. You did not
ever
hear me say.
What's the difference with living wage and minimum wage?
That's a very good question. Have it defined well. Minimum wages are artificially created. Living wages are based on the story, the experience, or the stats that we're just using.
All right,
that's
so
what
then
it
the,
takes
the,
to live.
Right.
Those
the,
numbers
so
are
a big
living.
Then. I mean, the well, number, let's call it the living wage. If you're able to, the living wage, if that becomes also the minimum wage, then that's what you need in order to have an affordable apartment. And this is not like fancy, luxurious apartments. I mean, these are kind of run-of-the-mill apartments. But that's what I'm saying. Anytime I hear anyone against a living wage, it's always some man with a lot of money.
It's difficult.
Well, it's true. I mean, do you know anybody who's struggling, who's against a living wage?
Well,
I don't.
It's experience. I lived and struggled a lot in my life, and I've managed to figure out how to make it through the day, the week, the month, the year. I was not always as fortunate.
But not everyone is as fortunate as you.
Well, but you know what? There is opportunity. This is one of the things not really to... It sounds like I'm deflecting, but I'm not really. There are some people who are born into a reality, and, you know, my spiritual philosophy is that we choose how we come in, why we come in, what our lessons are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That doesn't mean that we can't try to help. You know me well enough to know that I my mantra is we're all here to help.
Which is very surprising to me that what you're saying is the opposite of that.
Well,
that's why I'm always surprised when I hear
you
say that about living wage and things like that.
I'm talking to you about me. I don't handle my situation with the people who work for me that way. It is, there's a difference between how I may handle myself and how I choose to handle myself or handle the people that work with me than what others may choose. But it's a choice. It's an educated choice that I make to share a little bit more than might be the case under, you know, and by the way, I'm not anywhere near as well off as I was 10 years ago because the reality of the economy, especially in this business, is that I can't do what I used to do or
you know,
be able to do.
The feeling that I get a lot of people think, though, is that if you're making below a living wage or you're making not that much above minimum wage, that you are working at, like, McDonald's or you don't have a skill. But, like, I live in Silver Spring, Maryland, which is not as expensive as Washington, D.C. I guess it's maybe a little on par with Arlington, but I have to live somewhere around this area, and you kind of have to live in some kind of city if you want to work in radio around here. But I, you know, my apartment works, like, I live with a roommate. It's a couple of $100s cheaper at least than the other places in the area, and I can't afford to live by myself, you know? Like, it's, I can't afford to live anywhere near close to by myself.
There's an age factor, there's an experience factor, there's a reality factor. Victoria, you're better off now than you were 10 years ago in terms of your experience and what you get paid, I'm expecting. And perhaps, Kara, that happens to you. You can't, there are certainly age
factors. Well, not really, though.
I
make less. I mean, this is, you know, I make less now than I did 5 years ago. I mean, But I mean, we're in a sort of
that's
a rare
reality of the business that we're in.
Right, but it's also we're in a weird, rare kind of situation where you know there is no specific training that's required to be on the radio. I mean, we are all lucky we fell into this, so it's kind of you know different. But Kara's right. I mean, it's we do tend to lump everybody who's making minimum wage into you know you must be some sort of a laborer or you work at McDonald's.
Right. But laborers make a lot of money.
But there are so many other jobs that do require skill that does only pay minimum wage. My brother has a band, and every time his guitar needs to be repaired, he takes it to a very well-known guitar repair place where a lot of major stars take their guitars to be worked on. And he asked, he has a friend who works in the store, and he said, wow, you must make a lot of money. I mean, you're repairing expensive guitars. The guy makes minimum wage.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's just their, you know, that's just what the people pay, and that's it. So it's, I mean, I think that we do lump a lot of people into the McDonald's category when they're really not.
Right. But small businesses, the backbone of the country, are not faring as well. Big businesses, huge businesses, no matter what, the pharmaceutical, the agricultural, the big technology companies, huge profits and huge money. The average person that runs a plumbing business or my little business that I have here or most small businesses, the reality of the economy today is, we can get by and we're doing okay because nobody's going to have a benefit for us, but it isn't what it was. And that's all part of the factoring in here. You know, there's only so much to go around unless you decide you're going to extract it from the companies that basically drive the economy. It's a very difficult, it's a tough road to hoe. It is. 10 minutes for the hour here, DJV time.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Car time, car talk with the cool auto expert named Nick Miles. Nick, his expertise is unchallenged. Become one of the country's most interesting go-to guys for finding out about what's going on in the auto industry. There are some Black Friday car sales, if you can believe it. We'll go through those, plus the recall of the Honda minivans. That's up and coming next year.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
More people are expected to shop online. What's hot?
A perfect TV for any room in the house. The Hisense H9 Plus 4K UHD Smart TV is Wi-Fi capable and has all your favorite apps pre-installed.
Tis the season for tech.
The LG V30 has phenomenal photo and video quality with a wide-angle camera on the front and back.
A great gift for anyone who drives in the family.
A connected car device, HumX by Verizon provides a Wi-Fi hotspot and tons of other features through the Hum app.
Park rangers, food inspectors, scientists, they all have the same employer, the federal government and taxpayers. And 80% of them live outside of Washington, D.C.
We protect investors from insider trading, false information, and fraud.
We stop contraband, drugs, terrorists.
and their weapons from entering the country.
The National Treasury Employees Union is speaking out for these nonpartisan, middle-class employees who serve every corner of America. Visit www.theyworkforus.org.
56 past the hour now on the DJV show with Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. Nick, Black Friday is upon us. Car sales, who would have thought there would be car sales for Christmas? Where is this action?
It's actually everywhere. The manufacturer's doing some great deals. You can get up to $10,000 back on a car today. And it usually goes for the next, for the next 10 days or so, depending on who the manufacturer is. The average about prices is around $3,000 to $5,000, $5,000 for like a Dodge Ram truck, for a Ram 1500 truck, $3,000 for some smaller cars. But, of course, Buick are always the company that outdoes everybody else. They do 20% off their MSRP today.
Really?
So if you're going to buy a Buick in your future, today's the day to do it.
So these are corporate givebacks, though. The average dealer doesn't have. I know when I've become friends with the guy that I buy my cars from, and you know he shows me the numbers, and I don't believe he's telling me a story. They only the deals that he makes with me are for $1,000 over what they pay for the car, and I drive a relatively expensive car. Does that sound right to you?
Yes, but there's also a caveat in there. These dealers get their kickbacks on volume. They don't get it on individual cars. So although he only may be marking a car up $1,000, he sells 10, he gets an extra $10,000 off.
Ah.
So it's he gets his money back in volume. So there is a little bit of a, the math is correct, but you're not getting the whole story, I should say.
Well, I'll have to grill him on that the next time I'm in there negotiating for something. The Honda recall of all these Odyssey minivans, what's the problem?
So the back seat is not latching properly and severe braking. It's braking free. There are reports of around 46 inches. The only thing isn't that this is a recall in about 90,000 Hondas, which we've seen this sort of thing happen on a regular basis. The fact is the federal government told Honda that they needed to do the recall. So Honda were reluctant to do it and got a little bit of push by the federal government to do it. It's all about money. How much does it cost them to do the recall? And ultimately, they obeyed the federal government's wishes. But yeah. If you have a Honda Odyssey minivan, you should probably go after 2011, get that back seat checked, because you don't want the kiddies falling forward if you brake hard.
Tell me in 30 or 40 seconds about these new smart, small little cars, the smart cars and other companies, whoever it is. I guess they're electric drive now. These little cars look like somebody kicked them in the back and made a two-seater out of them.
Yeah, they do look slightly chopped off. Hey, look, it's the way of the future. The gas engine will probably disappear in the next 40 years or so. So these small cars are definitely a good way to get around if you're in the metropolitan area. I prefer living out in the country where I can have a big gas-guzzling truck.
Right.
That's just me. But ultimately, they're just one car for one segment of the community.
Mm-hmm. It's a choice, in manner of speaking. But this size car looks like it makes sense for it to be electric for sure. All right, Nick, good job as usual. Thank you. Nick.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.